بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع، ومن قلب لا يخشع، ومن عين لا تدمع، ومن نفس لا تشبع، ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا، اللهم ألهمني رشدي وأقني شر نفسي. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم he explained to us everything it will happen from now until the day of judgment. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم tell us everything. A Muslim, anything happen, he go back to Allah and his Rasul. And he find out what Allah said and what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam ask him to do. Today, one of the main fitna is talking. We keep talking, and nothing is done. Actually, a companion, what he used to say, radiallahu anhu ajma'in, he said, we used to talk little, do a lot. And people will come after us. They talk a lot, do little. And they consider that a sign of the hypocrite. And you should say, if you're busy doing, you have no time to talk. You have no time to talk. For many generations, we see the Muslim what they say. We talk, but we do not know. We do not know, we do not want to know, and we do not even ask Allah what to do. Like one person, I do not know if he's a Muslim, a non-Muslim, who he is, he said something amazing in a TV. He said, the Muslim crying for many generations, and they want somebody to fix their problem. And they always pointing finger to the West, and always pointing finger to America, but they do not want to. I always say, Shaitan, he has a job. The non-Muslim has a job. The enemy of Islam has a job, and a Muslim has a job. Today we're going to talk about something extremely important. We have to know it. What is it? Al-fitan. And what it means, fitna? A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. He said, wal-fitan, the proverb of fitna. What is fitna? He said, the roots of fitna coming from al-fatn. Wal-fatn, to put the gold in fire, to purify it, to see the pure one from the dirty one. And he said, and in here, we use it for to enter people to hellfire or fire to purify them from all the disease he has. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ذُوقُوا فِتْنَتُكُمْ. Test your own tribulation. He talk about those who are disbeliever or a hypocrite. And also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَلَا فِي الْفِتْنَةِ سَقَطُوا. He talk about the hypocrite. In the fitna, they fall. وَفَتَنَّاكَ فِتُونَ. We give you a tribulation and cause you to be in fitna. And also, when Allah sent or give you raha, meaning spending and money and wealth, is fitna. And if Allah take from you shiddah, also fitna. And this you apply it to yourself, your life, your health, your money, your wife, your kids, all that is fitna. وَنَبْلُوَكُمْ بِالْشَرِّ وَالْخَيْرَ فِتْنَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I will trial you with the goodness and with the badness and the hardship as a fitna. وَإِنْ كَادُوا لَيَفْتِنُونَكَ and almost they give you fitna. Allah talked to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, in a time of fitna, in a time of tribulation, in a time of calamity, in a time of trial, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said? He said, they will get you away from revelation. The main tribulation, fitna, is to get you away from the word of Allah. And also, he said, fitna, it has two core. Fitna from us and fitna from Allah. What's the difference? He said, the fitna from Allah, for example, Allah trial you or put you in a state of ma'asiyah, a state of sins, killing, torture, disgrace, taking away from you what you have, this fitna from Allah. By this way, if it's from Allah, we have to understand it is hikmah. It is a wisdom from Allah, it has a purpose. And if it is from human being, meaning I did things causing fitna, this is madhmuma, maqbuha, meaning is not recommended at all and almost a sin or a major sin. Because now you causing a fitna. By this way, a human being either causing fitna or causing people to be in the right path. By this way, you won't know if you are fitna or not. See what you doing and what's the outcome of it. Not only what you say. May Allah forgive me. But I was with a person now, he argued with me about Taliban and about Afghanistan. And he told me, look at the internet. They have all the khutbah. They have all the speech of the leader, so and so and so and so. I said, let me tell you something. The all Arabic people, they have an example. I look at you and I hear your talk. I love it. I saw your action. I'm surprised. If you are kind and generous and humble and have all this quality, why people running away from you? Why people is not gathered toward you? Rahmah, mercy. This is why Allah commanded Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he tell him, with mercy from me, Allah, you become lenient, you become soft. And if you was harsh, tough, people will get away from you. Very important. I cannot blame 5.5 million running away from me because my their mistakes. No way. Something I have to do wrong. والفتنة أشد من القتل. And tribulation is more severe than killing. Do you know what one of the scholars, he explained it why? Because killing, it can lead you to Jannah. But tribulation can make you lose your iman. And losing your iman is more severe than being dead. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَتَنُوا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ Allah warned those who created fitna and tribulation among the believer, male and female. And so on and on and on verses from Quran about the fitna. And the roots of fitna is a high level of examination. This is why I prefer to use word trial. Because one of the main fitna is ibtila. But why Allah give it to us? We're going to know now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً لَا تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصَّةً
get away and fear the fitna, it can lead to a certain people to be, you know, involved in it, or it will get you. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, and all the ahadith, I'm going to report it today in Sahih al-Bukhari, all of them. If it's otherwise, I will tell you. He said, but I'm going to decrease the talk about where it's coming from and who reported, because I do not want to lose a lot of time. But the verse, for example, 7048. He said, أَنَا عَلَى حَوْضِي أَنْتَظِرْ مَنْ يَلِدْ عَلَيْهِ فَيُؤْخَدُ بِنَاسٍ مِّنْ دُونِي فَأَقُولْ أُمَّتِي فَيُقَالْ لَا تَدْرِي مَشُوا عَلَى الْقَهْقَرِي. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, in the day of judgment, he's standing in the front of the hod, the easy word for it is sink, but it's almost like a big huge well or a lake, which is Hawdul Kawthar. And he said, I'm waiting for my people, and people will be coming toward me. And I said, they are from my ummah. And all of a sudden the angel replied, no. And the angel will take them away. And he said, no, you do not know what they done after you. And there's many ahadith in this topic. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the time of hawd, in the time of fitna, he said, اصبروا حتى تلقوني على الحوض. Be patient until you meet me in the hawd al-kawthar. And he said, إنكم سترون بعدي أثرة وأمورا أثرة وأمورا تنكرونها. قالوا فما تأمرنا يا رسول الله؟ قالوا أدوا إليهم حقهم وَسُرُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّفُمْ. He said, if you live after me, you will see things you never heard about. And you will not like it. A man came and said, Ya Rasulullah, what you command us? What do we do at this time? He said, give them the right and ask Allah to give you your rights. And here this hadith belongs to when Muslim living in a situation like us. When our country, it looks like Muslim and is not. What we do? Give them the right and ask Allah to give you your rights. Because He will never give you rights. And on Ibn Abbas, on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَنْ كَرِهَ مِنْ أَمِيرِهِ شَيْئًا فَلْيَصْبَرْ فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ خَرَجَ مِنَ السُّلْطَانَ شِبْرًا مَاتَ مَيْتَةَ جَاهِلِيًّا. If you have a ruler above you and you cannot take it, be patient and don't get out of them. And there's many ahadith about that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, هَلَاكَ أُمَّتِي عَلَى يَدٍ عَلَى يَدِ أَغْلِي أَغْيِلَمَةٍ سُفَهَا. And في رواية أخرى, هَلَكَتْ أُمَّتِي عَلَى يَدْ غِلْمَةً مِنْ قُرَيْشِ. The destruction of my ummah will be in the hand of young people from Quraysh, Arabic people. These are the ones who generate the fitna. And here, غَيْلِمَة, or غَلِمَة, meaning the you call it, اللَّهُمَّ صَلَّى سَلَّى مُحَمَّد, like the smallest. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, وَيْلٌ لِلْعَرَبْ مِنْ شَرٍ قَدْ اقْتَرَبْ فتح اليوم من رجم يأجوج ومأجوج مثل هذه. Today, it opened the wall between us and Ya'juj and Ma'juj like this. And he said, this is the big calamity is coming. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one time he took some of the companion in some of the valley and the suburb of Medina. And he said, do you see what I see? He said, no, ya Rasulullah. He said, فَإِنِّي لَأَرَى الْفِتَنْ تَقَعْ خِلَالَ بِيُوتِكُمْ كَوَقْعِ الْقَطْرِ. I see the fitna is going on your town like the way rain is coming. You see how rain come all over and, you know, very hard. And he said, the fitna will be in Medina. This is the way it is. The chapter of the beginning and the sign of the fitna. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يتقارب الزمان وينقص العمل ويلقى الشح وتظهر الفتن ويكثر الحرج. قالوا يا رسول الله أيما هو؟ قال القتل القتل. He said, time will be short and very near, and your deed will be less, and you will see shuh to be stingy, and fitan will arise, and killing will be also spread. By this way, one of the fitan is killing. And also another hadith, he said, إِنَّ بَيْنَ يَدِي السَّاعَ أَيْ لَأَيَّامًا يَنْزِلْ فِيهَا الْجَهْلِ وَيُرْفَعَ فِيهَا الْعِلْمِ وَيَكْثُرْ فِيهَا الْحَرَجِ. وَالْحَرَجِ هُوَ الْقَتْلِ. It will time come very soon. It's almost like days. The ignorant will spread. Knowledge will be lifted. And the killing will be spreading. Believe it or not, I'm just going too fast because I wanted to just hear. Because if we go to just a couple of hadith, we can spend 2 hours just to understand it fully. لا يأتي زمان إلا الذي بعده شر منه. No time will come until the time after it is more shar, is more worse than the beginning. Meaning every day's coming will be worse than the days left. This is another problem we have today. We think, mashallah. And if you look at yourself, you find out, it's almost like Allah is tightening over us, tightening more, more, more. And one day, Rasulullah, he wake up. And he wake up so, like, worried and afraid. And he said, subhanallah. ماذا أنزل الله من الخزائن وماذا أنزل من الفتن من يوقظ صواحب الحجرات meaning يريد أزواجه لكي يصلين رب كاسية في الدنيا عارية في الآخرة. He said when he wake up he was very scared and he said I do not know what Allah send in earth from his own treasure. I see a lot of fitna is coming. And he went to wake up his wives. And he said, people will come later on. They will pray. He talked about the woman, full covered. And they will be resurrected in the day of judgment, completely naked. Some of the scholars, they said, one of the things actually is starting and happened already in the time Al-Hajjaj ibn Yusuf al-Saqafi. Actually, this man, I do not want to say anything because You never know. He was one of the wali, or the big emir, in the time of the Ibn al-Abbas family. And this man, he killed among the Muslim like anybody ever killed. He's the one responsible of killing the leftover of Ali ibn Abi Talib and Fatima family. All the seed of the Prophet ﷺ, he killed most of them. He even surrounded the Kaaba, and he commanded everybody to be killed there, just to make sure all the relatives of Rasulullah to be killed. Until they said the Kaaba, they wash it for days just to get the blood out.
He was a Muslim.
He's Amir.
Amir.
And he did many Hajj, and he do Qiyam al-Layl, and he fast. You see, this why don't even say nothing. Some people they believe every time you hear his name, you have to curse him. Now, I used to do that, but I stopped. Why? I scared. Because he can do all this, and maybe the last moment of his death, he make tawbah. What he does between him and Allah is not my business. باب من حمل علينا السلاح فليس منا. Whoever carry any weapon against us is among us. Is not among us.
It's not among us.
Yes. من حمل علينا السلاح فليس منا. Whoever carry any weapons against us is not among us. You will hear it now in different hadith. لا يشير أحدكم على أخيه بالسلاح. فإنه لا يدري لعل الشيطان ينزع في يديه فيقع في حفرة من النار. Don't carry a weapon against your brother, even in a joking manner. And Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, maybe Shaitan will come. And he makes a weapon to be hitting your brother and you fail in a trench of the hellfire. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لا ترجعوا بعدي كفارا يضرب بعضكم رقاب بعض. Don't be a disbeliever after me. You cut your own brother, each other head. And after that, سباب المسلم في سوق وقتاله كفر. To insult your brother in Islam is fasiq, and to fight him is kufr. You know how many times the hadith is there? And if you read the sermon, the last sermon of Rasulullah in the Day of Judgment, it has it too. It has it too. باب تكون فتنة القاعد فيه خير من القائم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, ستكون فتن القاعد فيها خير من القائم والقائم فيها خير من الماشي والماشي فيها خير من الساعي. من تشرف لها تستشرفه، فمن وجد منها ملجأ أو معاذا فليعد به. The fitan will come so massive. The one who is sitting is better than the one is standing. And the one is standing better than the one is walking. And the one is walking is better than the one is running. Anybody come closer, it will get him. Whoever find a place to run away from it, do. باب إذا التقى المسلمان بسيفهما. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إذا تواجه المسلمان بسيفهما فكلاهما من أهل النار. قيل يا رسول الله فهذا القاتل فما بال المقتول؟ قال إنه أراد قتل صاحبه. He said, whoever two Muslims, they facing each other, fighting, both of them in Ahl al-Nar, both of them in Hellfire. They ask him, Ya Rasulullah, we know the one who is a killer. What about the one who's dead? What he did? He said, if he have a chance, he will kill his own brother. كيف الأمر إلى إذا لم تكن جماعة؟ What we do if we do not see جماعة المسلمين؟ Meaning the Ummah is not united. حذيفة ابن اليمان رضي الله عنه أمين هذه الأمة. He said, people used to ask Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم about goodness, and I used to ask him about the شر. كان الناس يسألونه عن الخير. وأنا أسأله عن الشر مخافة أن أقع فيه أو أن يدركني فقلت يا رسول الله إنا كنا في جاهلية وشر فجاءنا الله بهذا الخير فهل بعد هذا الخير من شر؟ قال نعم قلت وهل بعد ذلك الشر من خير؟ قال نعم وفيه دخن قلت وما دخنه يا رسول الله؟ قال قوم يهدون بغير هدي تعرف منهم وتنكر قلت فهل بعد ذلك الخير من شر؟ قال نعم دعاة على أبواب جهنم من أجابهم إليها قذفوه فيها قلت يا رسول الله صفهم لنا قال هم من جلدتنا ويتكلمون بألسنتنا قلت فما تأمرني إن أدركني ذلك؟ قال تلزم جماعة المسلمين وإمامهم قلت فإن لم يكن لهم جماعة ولا إماما قال فاعتزل تلك الفرق كلها ولو أن تعض بأصل شجرة حتى يدرك الموت وأنت على ذلك This hadith explains a lot. حذيفة رضي الله عنه he asked رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رسول الله We used to be in jahiliyyah, ignorant. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us all this goodness from Islam and Iman. Is any calamity and badness after all this goodness? He said, yes. He said, and after all this badness, is any goodness? He said, yes. But it has some smoke. He said, Is after that, and this, he said, what is the smoke? He said, people among us, and from us, and they do da'wah, but not a way is me, not a way of the sunnah. You will know from them, and you will not know. Meaning, you will know what they're doing, Meaning you will like some of what they're doing and you will not like some. They said, Ya Rasulullah, what we do at this time? He said, after that it will be shar, badness. Anyone follow them, they will take them the hellfire. He said, Ya Rasulullah, tell us, how he look like? He said, they are from our skin. And they talk the way we talk. He said, if I meet them, what you command me? He said, don't follow anyone. And follow the Jama'at al-Muslimin, the group of Muslim, and follow their own Imam. He said, And if they have no jama'ah and no imam, what you ask us to do, or what you ask me to do? He said, get away from all of them. Get away from all of them. And even if you go to a tree and hold tight to it until you die is better for you. Today, tell me which group you can follow. It's a big problem. Each one they have the good side and a bad side. This is what Rasulullah said. You will like some, and some you will not like. Meaning some of what they said is true, some is not right. And the first sentence he said, be careful. He said, they will give you guidance, but not the way am I. This is the first step. Meaning they will cause to guidance, but they not follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. باب من كره أن يكثر سواد الفتن والظلم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم he said in the end of time the majority of people will be like the huthala. Huthala in here in Arabic meaning like the garbage of the garbage. You know? From people. And again, Hudayfa, he said, I heard two hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One I saw and one I am waiting for. Meaning he saw exactly what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promised him to see and the another one he's waiting for. What he said? إِنَّ الْأَمَانَ نَزَلَتْ في جزر قلوب الرجال ثم علموا من القرآن ثم علموا من السنة وحدثنا عن رفعها قال ينام الرجل النوم فتقبض الأمانة من قلبه فيظل أثرها مثل أثر الوقت ثم ينام النوم فتنقبض فيبقى فيها أثر مثل أثر النجل كجمر دهرجته على رجلك فتراه منتبرا وليس فيه شيء ويصبح الناس يتبايعون فلا يكاد أحد يؤدي الأمانة فيقال إن في بني فلانا رجلا أمينا ويقال للرجل ما أعقله وما أذرفه وما أجلده وما في قلبه مثقال حبة خردل من إيمان ولقد أتى علي زمان. This Hudayfa is talking now. وَلَا أُبَالِي أَيُّكُمْ بَايَعْتُ لَإِنْ كَانَ مُسْلِمًا رَدَّهُ عَلَيَّ الْإِسْلَامِ وَإِنْ كَانَ نَصْرَانِيًا رَدَّهُ عَلَيَّ سَعَيْهِ وَأَمَّا الْيَوْمِ فَمَا كُنْتَ أُبَايَعْ إِلَّا فُلَانًا وَفُلَانًا. What he said? He said, I asked Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الفتنة. And he said, أمانة, the trust, Allah send it to the heart of men. And he put it in the roots of the heart of people. And after that, they learned Quran. After that, they learned Sunnah. And after that will be left it. The person will sleep, and he do not know. And the amana will be taken out of his chest. And he will wake up, has no amana in his heart. Has no trust. And the sign of that, it will stay in his heart. After that, he sleep again. And another portion will take away from his heart. Until nothing left except a small piece of fire, it will be left in his heart. And when they wake up, people will buying and dealing with each other, and nobody fulfills the amana and trust for each other. And unless you hear, they said, go to village such and such, go to town such and such, it has one good person. And this good person, they said people, oh, how good the person, how wise the person, how pious the person, how, and he doesn't have a dot of iman. Today, if you look at us today, do we really have a trust? Do we really have trust with each other? Do you know for many generations now what we hear? We hear, don't deal with Muslim. You cannot trust him. Deal with anybody, but do not deal with Muslim. How many of us have somebody you know you can trust? How many the trust exists in the Ummah today? Again, all what I'm saying is a prophecy over Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. باب التعرب في الفتنة. التعرب هنا معناها the meaning of تعرب في الفتنة meaning to get away and even live in the desert alone when the fitna arises. Again, Al-Hajjaj, the same man, he went to a man, his name Ibn al-Akwa, and he said, you become murtad, and you left the deen of Allah, and ta'arabt. He said, no, but I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked me to do. Ta'arabt in here meaning, you left Islam, and you left bay'ah, and you left khilafah, and you left everything, and you're sitting alone. He said, Rasulullah sallallahu advise me to do. And he said, this man, he married and he have kids and he stay where he is until he die. Just do not want to be involved. And also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, يوشك أن يكون خير مال المسلم غنم يتبع بها شعف الجبال أو شعف الجبال ومواقع القطر يفر بدينه من الفتن. He said, very soon, the best action for the Muslim is some sheep. He takes his sheep and keep going from valley to valley, looking for rain. And he running away by his own deen. Believe it or not, if you study the Sunnah of Rasulullah in fitan, you allowed male or female or anybody, if you feel your deen will get away, run. Run. If your family won't go with you, go. But if your family don't, leave them, leave. Because if you stay in dunya and you lose your deen, is nothing will benefit you. At least if you save your own deen, at least you can intercede in the behalf of the family. But to all of you as a family, go away, who will intercede in your behalf? باب التعود من الفتنة. The way you should do in the fitna and ask Allah to protect you from fitna. Just some of this has a long hadith and I try to make it the short one. باب الفتنة من قبل المشرق. Fitna will start from east. The Prophet ﷺ, he gave prophecy, fitna will start from east. Listen carefully. Rasulullah ﷺ, he said, and one of Sahaba, his name is Zuhriya and Salim, and Abi and Nabi ﷺ, قال, قام إلى جنب المنبر, فقال, الفتنة ها هنا, الفتنة ها هنا, من حيث يطلع قرن الشيطان, وقال قرن الشمس. He was sitting next to the minbar in Medina, when he waved to the east and he said, fitna from here, fitna from here, between the thorn of shaitan, from the way the sun rise east.
When we are talking about this fitna, this is all the fitna, the fitna at the end of the world, like Dajjal.
Not exactly, because if you study the fitna, actually I'm going to talk about it later on when I finish, is fitna actually start by the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after that, it go up and up and up and up and up. And what you see today is again prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said one day, Allahumma barik lana fi shamina. Allahumma barik lana fi yamanina. Qal wa fi najdina. Qal Allahumma barik lana fi shamina. اللهم بارك لنا في يمننا قال يا رسول الله وفي نجدنا فأظنه قال في الثالثة هناك الزلازل والفتن وبها يطلع قرن الشيطان. One day Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Allah give baraka to Sham. Sham is the area where Syria and Lebanon. اللهم بارك في يمننا. Oh Allah give baraka to our Yemen. And he said, وفي نجدنا, an area close by. He He said again the same thing, and he would not say finish dinner. He said it three, and the third, he said from there, the volcano, earthquake, and Fitan will be rising, meaning the east side. One of the companions, he was sitting talking, فأمان came to him, and he said, يا أبا عبد الرحمن, حدثنا عن القتال في الفتنة والله يقول وقاتلوهم حتى لا تكون فتنة. You talking so nice. Talk to us about fighting in a time of fitna. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وقاتلوهم حتى لا تكون فتنة. Kill them until it will not be a fitna. فقال هل تدري ما الفتنة ثكلتك أمك. Do you know what fitna? I hope your mother bury you better. إنما كان محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقاتل المشركين وكان الدخول في دينهم فتنة وليس كقتالكم على الملك. He said, do you know what is a fitna? In the time of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, Rasulullah, he used to fight the people who are having no Islam. And people used to enter the Islam, and he was fearing people, you know, were rejecting Islam. But today, you guys killing each other for the status. This hadith is already approximately 40 years after the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when people start fighting over Khilafah, and at this time the Khilafah started becoming king, an inheritance. Today, is people really fighting for Allah, really? If they're fighting for Allah, it should be fighting for Sabilillah, meaning fighting for spread the word of Allah. But we're fighting over land, money, political status, under the name of Allah. And we never do da'wah. Do you know, if you look in jihad, one of the manner of jihad, you cannot start a fight unless you complete your da'wah. You do the da'wah first. And you wait, and after that you start fighting. باب الفتنة التي تموج كموج البحر. The fitna will be coming like waves after waves, the waves, the waves in the sea. You see now? Because what I'm telling you now is steps by steps. By this way, again, the fitna is rising. This is why anybody today believe this is bad time? No, you do not know nothing. Fitna has to be raised. And I believe it, and anybody know, I always talk about it many years ago. I said, we next. We next. Because the dunya take us, and we become a slave of dunya, and we forget Allah. And believe me, I'm telling you right now, a day will come, you will lose everything, and you will be running, and you won't save yourself. And at this time, nothing will benefit you except your iman and yaqeen.
Already we have it.
No, it's not. We are in the edge.
This is the beginning.
No, in the edge. In the beginning, when you leave your home and you do not know if you're coming back. At this time, if you really want to do da'wah to Allah, you know for a fact you might be going and you never come back. At this time, it's starting the time of Mecca. We didn't even start yet. I believe without no doubt, if Allah give it to us now, 80 to 90% of the Muslims will reject Islam. 80 to 90% of the Muslims will reject Islam. They will sell themselves. And I'm telling you in the front of Allah, and I bear witness of what I'm saying. We do not have it. We do not have a dot of Iman can be able to support us in a time of fitna. I have people do not want me even to visit them. I have people do not even to hear from me. I have people do not even want to see me. But why? Because the way I look. I have people completely take the hijab. Men used to have a beard, no beard. Have a kufi, no kufi. People start even want to be like non-Muslim just to save themselves.
That's what I said, we are living it now.
It's not yet, my brother. Why? All what happening, you fail in the test. but the test is not starting yet. When it starts, when you to be a Muslim, you can be a torture. Torture is not there, it's nothing. We the one we amplified. We the one we amplified, not them. Actually, today is a beautiful time. You can call all the station, you can call newspaper, you can call college, and they will love to meet you. They will love to spend some time with you. They want to hear from you. And we're running away. By which may Allah give us a chance. And I believe, Allahu A'lam, this chance after that, if you ask me what's going on, the wave is coming, it will be severe. Severe. It will come like waves. You see the topic now, the chapter, I'm stop. Wave after wave, the wave in the sea. Listen to this now. We were sitting with Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, and he said, أيكم يحفظ قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الفتنة؟ قال فتنة الرجل في أهله وماله ولده وجاره يكفرها الصلاة والصدقة والأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. فقال عمر ليس عن هذا أسألك ولكن التي تموجك موج البحر. فقال ليس عليك منها بأس يا أمير المؤمنين، إن بينك وبينها بابا مغلقا. قال عمر أيكسر الباب أم يفتح؟ قال بل يكسر يا عمر. قال عمر إذن لا يغلق أبدا. قلت أجل. قلنا لحذيفة أكان عمر يعلم الباب؟ قال نعم، كما يعلم أن دون غد الليلة، وذلك أني حدثته حديثا ليس بالأغاليد، فهبنا أن نسأله من الباب تأمرنا مسروقا، فأمرنا مسروقا فسأله، فقال من الباب؟ قال عمر. I always tell you about this hadith, but not exactly. Is Hudhayfa was sitting with some people, and Umar ibn Khattab was sitting, and he said, "Is any man around us can tell us about fitna?" Hudhayfa said, "Yes." No, I'm sorry. Another man said yes. He said, what is it? He said, the fitna of the man, of his wife and his kids and his money and his status. And his kafara to his fitna, salah and charity, amr bil ma'ruf wa nahi an munkar. He said, is not this the fitna I ask you about? I ask you about the fitna will become like waves after wave, like the wave of the sea. He said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, because Umar at this time, he was a Khalifa. What you have to do with it? It's not belong to you. It's between you and this fitna, a door. Closed. Umar asked him, is this door will be broken or will be open to Hudhayfa? Hudhayfa replied, it will be broken. Umar replied, إذن, at this time, لا يغلق أبدا. This door, if it broke, it will never be closed anymore, because you have no door. He said, نعم. أجل, يا أمير المؤمنين. And this report is finished. Now people after Umar left, they asked Hudhayfa, is Umar know what is the door? He said yes. And he know the time is very short. They ask him, what is the door? He said, the door is Umar. The door is Umar. Do you remember the another hadith I tell you about it? One day, one of the companion, his name Ka'b ibn al-Ahbar, was coming out of Aisha radiallahu anha. When he see Umar coming, and this approximately, according to some report, was a few days before his kill, he was killed. And Ka'b ibn al-Ahbar, he was some of the companion with him, and he looked to Umar and he waved. He said, this man very soon will enter paradise. And by him enter paradise, the door of hellfire will be open in earth. The man was very upset. He said, how dare you talk about Umar like that? And he went right away anger. And he said, Umar, your friend talk about you such and such. How dare he talk like that? Umar, he went to Ka'b ibn al-Ahbar and he said, how come you talk like that? And he reciting to him the verse about when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam prophesies about him, he would be murdered. And by the murder of Umar, the door of hellfire will start, meaning the door of fitna. Umar be quiet and finished. After that, the man came talking to him. He said, what it mean? He said, Umar very soon will be died. He will be dead. Somebody will kill him. And by the killed, the day that Umar will be killed, he will enter Jannah. And at this moment, the fitna will start. And no end for it. Finished. It will never be the same. Every time you see killing and blood among Muslims, you have to know is anger of Allah. And the anger increase. Anger increase. The more we come closer to the Day of Judgment, anger increase. And Allah allows certain action to happen to his anger increase. And also as a trial, because we're sleeping. We're not doing our job. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَنْ يَفْلَحَ قَوْمٍ وَلُّوا أَمْرَهُمْ إِمْرَأَةً. No way a people or a group will be successful and their leader is woman. Actually, he promised this people will be cursed and they will never be the same. Do you see what's happening in the Ummah lately? This spread. People in the old days used to be scared. And this you apply it in the house, you apply it in the job, you apply it in business, you apply it, imagine now, you have countries, the leader is woman. Masajid, the leader is woman. Even if she's very pious, she cannot be a leader. She can be a wiser, she can be a counselor, but she cannot be a leader. Why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he promised. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not he said exactly, but in here, one of the companions, when he see Aisha radiallahu anha, she walking toward Al-Bisra in Iraq in the time of Ali and Muawiyah. He said, Wallahi innaha la zawjata nabiyyukum, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fi dunya wal akhirah, walakin Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, ibtalakum liya'lam iyyahu tuti'un, am hiya. Listen to this because this will teach us a lot also. Yeah. One of the companions, he was walking. And actually it was a time, in the time of khutbah, Jum'ah, in a masjid. And people was arguing about Aisha radiallahu anha. And he said, Inna Aisha qad sarat al-Bisra wallahi innaha la zawjata nabiyyukum. Aisha, she walked toward al-Bisra. She walked toward Al-Bisra. And she is the wife of your Prophet in dunya and akhirah. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in one hadith, Aisha is my wife in Jannah. And listen carefully. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى إِبْتَلَاكُمْ لِيَعْلَمْ إِيَّهُ تُطِيعُونَ أَمْ هِيَ. Allah trial you to see, are you going to obey him or obey her? This is a beautiful hadith explaining everything. If I believe of the status of Aisha, why I put my nose of what's happening? It's a trial. What it mean trial? Get away. This is a principle. Get away. And don't forget who she is. Because any mistake you do by thinking or by mouth, you committing mistake against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah will be happy with you on the Day of Judgment when you're causing mischief about his own wife? And today, very easy, we talk. She did it, she did this, she did that. Who you are? And even if you talk, do you really know? I said it before. The real scholar in the early days, they put a fatwa, they put a complete understanding. They said, if you're not a scholar, Listen to me carefully. If you're not a scholar, familiar with all the history, educated with all the situation in Islam and all the Sharia and everything, you have no right to talk about all this tribulation. Because the scholar talk about it for a benefit or to stop somebody. But if you are ignorant, you do not know Sharia, you do not know Sunnah, you do not know history, what kind of knowledge you have to share with others? It always would make a mistake and would be fitna to you and fitna to others. And no benefit. What I'm saying is not belong to me. What I'm saying is the early scholar, what they agree about. Agree. Think about it before you talk for any time. Why are you talking? Why you put your nose in this topic? And are you having the knowledge? Do you have the evidence of the knowledge? If you do not have it, why you put your nose? Because either you are in a state of learning, or a state of teaching, or a state of ignorance. You cannot be a teacher and a student. You cannot. You have to keep listening until you're learning, and after that, if you want, you go teaching those who doesn't know. Huzayfa radiallahu anhu said, Wallahi ma adri, anasya ashabi am tanasu. Wallahi ma taraka Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam min qaida fitnatin illa أنتم قد الدنيا يبلغ منها يبلغ من معه يبلغ من معه 300 فصاعدا إلا قد سماه لنا باسمه واسم أبيه واسم قبيلته. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن حذيفة he said, I swear by Allah, is my companion forget, or is he forget, or Allah let them forget? رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم he did not see or left a ruler or a leader of any fitna from now until the day of judgment, except or until he tell us all about them, and even he tell their names and their family names and the name of his father and the name of his tribes. And Thawban radiallahu anhu said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما أخاف على أمتي الأئمة المضلين وإذا وضع السيف في أمتي لم يرفع عنهم إلى يوم القيامة. Rasulullah SAW, he said, I fear from my ummah, from the corrupted leader. And if the saif start in my ummah, it will not be lifted until the day of judgment.
If the what starts in my ummah?
Saif, the sword. Meaning the killing, the beginning of fighting between Muslim and each other. If it start, it will not be stopped until the day of judgment. And he talking here also about the Khilafah. The Khilafah in the beginning, after Rasulullah will be Khilafah. After that it will be Mulkan, meaning it will be a ruler like kingdom. And after that will be oppression and dhulm. And after that it will be completely out of Khilafah and out of even dhulm. And after that it will be again Khilafah. It's just because of time I try to quick finish some of the main hadith about our time. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ستكون فتنة تستنزف العرب قتالها في النار اللسان فيها أشد من وقع السيف. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم he said, it will be a fitna. The fitna will take care about the majority of Arab. A lot of them will be killed. The killing at this time, all of them in hellfire. At this time, the tongue will be more strong and more important than the sword.
When he said Arab here, did he mean Bedouins or did he mean Arabs in general?
No, when he talk Arab, is Arab.
Bedouin?
No, Arab.
Arab.
Bedouin, it can be anybody. Because Bedouin is the one who live in a badia, the one who live in the outside. Because a lot of ahadith about the Arab. No, because if you listen to what I said in the beginning, is many ahadith about the fitna will start from east, and another fitna will start by young people from the Arabic. peninsula. And even Rasulullah, he is specified from Quraysh. Okay, about the fitna in here, Ali ibn al-Musayyib radiallahu anhu said, قَالَ وَقَعَتُ الْفِتْنَةَ الْأُولَى يعني مقتل عثمان. The first fitna was Uthman ibn Affan. فَلَمْ يَبْقَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ بَدْرٍ أَحَدٍ. Nobody from the people of Badr left it. ثُمَّ وَقَعَتُ الْفِتْنَةَ الثَّانِيَةَ يعني الْحَرَّةَ. فَلَمْ يَبْقَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْحُدَيْبِيَةَ أَحَدٍ. ثُمَّ وَقَعَتُ الْفِتْنَةَ الثَّالِثَةَ. فَلَمْ تُرْفَعْ وَبِالنَّاسِ طَبَّاخٌ. طباخٌ in here, أم لم يبق منها even somebody cooking. What it mean in here, by all this 2, 3, 4 fitna, after that the fitna will start increasing. Believe it or not, today we are in an edge. If you ask me today, we are in an edge of the waves after wave of fitna. It started now. Now, once we hear all this, what are we supposed to do? Because we can talk and leave.
Yes.
What we do supposed to do in a fitna? Number one, you have to find somebody you believe him. We cannot be running like chicken without head, without anybody teaching us. You have to find somebody you trust, and you be in touch with this person or a scholar. And daily or weekly, you report to this person and ask, what you want me to do? According to Quran and Sunnah, what are you supposed to do now? And his neck in the front of Allah in the Day of Judgment. But can we do what we're doing now? We hear this one, we contradicting this one. You cause yourself confusion and there's no benefit for it. And this already happening in the last 50 years. Only few people today, they have a scholar as a teacher. You have to have somebody. If you reach a certain level of knowledge, you can do whatever you want. And this, believe me, to all the ummah.